Hey everybody, happy holiday time. Welcome to episode 26 of New Ones at Noon, aka the New Music Mondays podcast. If you were tuning in from podcast land, episode 26, that is pretty sweet. I'm your host, Ben in Toronto. It is holiday time in Canada, whatever holiday you're celebrating. So happy holidays from all of us at Dropout Entertainment. And we just want to wish you happy holidays and whatever that looks like for you this year. Hang in there, because this year is going to be probably kind of weird and depressing. I'm a fan of the smoking weed and playing video games in your underpants holiday. What's that one called? We've got a great show lined up for you today, everyone. We've got new music from Toronto's Tafari Anthony, as well as new music and an interview with singer-songwriter Paige Warner. But first up, we've got new music from One in the Chamber. I don't feel like we talk about rock music enough on this show. Toronto rock band One in the Chamber was formed in 2015, and when I say rock band, I mean rock band like the truest sense of that word, like bang your head, ripping guitar solo kind of rock band. This is the kind of rock you blast in your car while you're on the highway, when you just want one of those moments where it's just you, the road, and music. And you can pretend like life is a little bit cooler than it is. Is that just me? One in the Chamber sound is reminiscent of some rock giants, like Guns N' Roses or Led Zeppelin, both of which I honestly didn't gain a full appreciation for until well after their prime. And well into mine. One in the Chamber released their first studio album in 2018 called I Have Something to Say, and it's got some great tracks on it, well worth checking out. Since forming in 2015, the band has performed throughout Toronto and across Ontario, including performances at Toronto's Horseshoe Tavern and Adelaide Hall. The band has also performed internationally at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, which is in and of itself pretty solid. Not recently, of course. The band did recently release their second single out this year called To the Gallows, and it's a follow-up to the band's previous single called Blow, which was released earlier this year. This is To the Gallows by One in the Chamber.
No, God, please, oh my. so I'll drown them in hate. Watch the little ones play on their grave. All your cries deep inside, and to me you're nothing. But
The Gallows by One in the Chamber, a little rock for your afternoon. Paige Warner's music gets better and better, and that statement is made with empirical evidence based on observation. I came across Warner's music earlier this year when I started doing this show, and I became a fan of hers pretty quickly. I like Warner because she's genuine with her music and with her experiences. Warner has worked really hard over the years. She started her career as a busker in Waterloo, Ontario, and before long she was playing shows. Over the years, she's honed her craft, and as I said, her music, to me at least, grows and gets more interesting as she progresses as an artist and tries different things. Warner's recent release, Do You Remember, is a song Warner wrote and recorded in isolation in hopes of bringing a little bit of warmth into the life of anyone who needs it and who happens to be listening. I got a chance to sit down with Warner before the holidays and chat about the song, which is a duet, and as I mentioned, was recorded in isolation. We'll get into all that. Here is my pre-holiday interview with Paige Warner. Everyone out there, I am here with Paige Warner. Paige Warner, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, anytime. You're the official second guest on the show. We listened to Lions, actually, and we heard a preview of People Pleasing. How and we also premiered People Pleasing on episode 11, yep, where we interviewed Zoe Zandra, actually. You're all over this, and I'm loving watching your stuff come out and listening to it. How is People Pleasing doing?
It's doing well. It actually got a bit more love than I think I expected. I didn't have a lot of lead up time to the release, and same with this recent song, because I wasn't sure like how the world was gonna look, but it's been doing well considering I only had like a few weeks to really try and ramp up for it.
And can you tell us a little bit about your new track?
It's called Do You Remember?
Do You Remember? Sorry. Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about your new track, Do You Remember?
Yes. So it's a duet, actually. It's a little bit of a love ballad. I had been considering what I wanted to release during the pandemic and everything, because I think it's a really specific thing that people want. And I just wanted to release something that felt a bit innocent and was kind of just like a basic love song, you know, like I considered writing about, you know, being lonely or the sadness of not seeing your friends and family. But I just wanted to put something out that was super innocent and that could just connect with people, because everyone has felt love, right? So yeah, that's kind of where it came from.
What inspired the duet?
So I actually wrote it with Mizfit. He's not actually a musician or an artist, and he prefers to remain anonymous, but we wrote it together. Yeah, a little bit of mystery there. We wrote it together, it wasn't even intended for release, really. It was just like, you know, messing around, just kind of making up stuff. And I listened to the voice memo after, because I always voice memo when I'm brainstorming. And I was like, oh, This is actually pretty good. So yeah, we rolled with it, and I didn't think that it would have the same vulnerability if it was a solo song. I wanted it to have that kind of that connection there.
The connection is actually it's very comforting. I've been listening to it sort of all afternoon, regardless of I kind of did forget the title of it there. Sorry, but I did
put it
on repeat before the interview just to get a sense of it. And it's very comforting to hear two people converse together, you know, and that it's not something. Yeah. So very, very well done. I appreciate that.
I'm happy that came across
for my cold December 2020.
Yeah. Honestly.
How have you been dealing with isolation in this time yourself?
Yeah, I will admit it's been quite hard, I think, because creating music has always been kind of a solo activity for me anyways. I want to do more collaborations and stuff, but they're kind of difficult during this time. But yeah, I think it's been more rough than I expected. The beginning of the pandemic, I was almost exhilarated by the fact of life looking different. Obviously, there's a lot of pain that goes along with that, but I was like, okay, you know, I'll have more time to write, and I'll have more time to really nail down and on creativity and all this kind of stuff. But after, I would say, about 4 months, I was like, yeah, okay, I've had my break here. Can we just get back to normal life? So yeah, it's been rough. I've been missing live shows. I was supposed to have 2 to 3 shows every week this entire summer, and they obviously were all canceled. Yeah. So yeah, I'm definitely missing like that feedback from audiences and playing with other band members live too.
Yeah, I hear that. I'm like social introvert. I can stay at home for weeks, and I'm like, I want to just go to a freaking music festival right now.
Yeah.
Just be around like 10,000 people. It's all
right. Usually I value the quiet time, but
yeah,
not anymore.
Yeah. I'm like, no, don't talk to me. Now I'm like, anybody?
Yeah, anybody out there?
You know, that brings me to a secondary question, actually. When you guys recorded the duet, how did that look in 2020, and how did you guys accomplish that safely?
Yeah, so the vocals were recorded separately, but I wanted the track to sound live, and I wanted the vocals to be quite live. So as much as it was possible, I tried to make the vocals be either one take through, so there wasn't a lot of difference in textures and stuff. And then I also wanted, I think you can hear it on the track a little bit, is that sound of the road coming through. And my producer actually added a little bit extra of that in there, and I really wanted that. So it worked out in my favor, because I wanted it to sound like a home recording, and it was all at home. And I just sent the tracks, you know, layered them, sent them to my producer, and he, you know, touched up stuff. But it actually worked well for this one. I think if it was a bigger production song, it would be difficult.
Yeah, no, it came across very, very intimate, which is cool.
Good. Yeah.
So you've been getting some great press lately. Mm-hmm. And how are you feeling about that?
I'm feeling great about it. I mean, you know, a little recognition never hurt anybody. but yeah, it's been so good. I've gotten a few things that are farther out than my local region, which has been really exciting. And I can always see a nice little spike in plays after some media coverage and stuff too. So yeah, it's really nice. And I'm a chatter, so I love to chat to anybody, really.
Nice. Excellent. Well, I know it's 2020 and it's December. I'm not sure when we're going to air the show, because we're pre-recording these. So just so I don't have to bug people during the holidays.
Smart.
But you know, I may just reach out in the middle of the night to talk to you anyway.
Yeah.
Because you know. But do you have any holiday plans coming up?
Well,
2020. And what does that look like?
We'll have to see how the pandemic decides to treat us, but probably not, because I'm pretty intense and pretty isolated, and I don't want to give anybody else any sickness, and I don't want to get it myself. So I just put up my tiny Christmas tree today. It's 2 feet tall.
Adorable.
Yeah. And yeah, maybe I'll bake some cookies. Like, everyone likes cookies, you know, maybe do like a family Zoom. I'm not fully sure yet.
Nice. Nice. Do you have anything? What is coming up for Paige Warner? What do you got in the works?
Yes. So I haven't told anybody yet, but I have a new single coming out hopefully in February. And I actually just received a grant for it, and that's the only way I can do it. So I'm super excited.
Congratulations.
Yep. And it doesn't have a title yet, but it's gonna be pretty dope, I think.
Excellent. Very cool. Very cool. Well, yeah. I hope you come back and share that with us when it's out.
For sure I will.
Excellent. I'm good and I'm ready to listen to Do You Remember. Do you have anything you want to just put people in people's head before they listen to the song?
I think just you let yourself feel a little bit of the warm fuzzies. I think it's hard to have warm fuzzies during this time because everything feels stressful. But yeah, just try and embrace the warm fuzzy feeling for a little bit.
Paige Werner, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks so much for having me.
Anytime, anytime. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Do You Remember by Paige Werner.
Do you remember when I first met you? Do you remember when I said I love you? Do you remember when gray skies turned to blue? I'll never love again like you.
It feels like summer of 1962, 'cause that's how long I feel like I've known you. Even when we're worlds apart, it's true I'll never love again.
So please don't ever forget the tune.
You know I'm always thinking about you. Well, I'll never find a love again like you.
That was dope, wasn't it?
Thank you so much again to Paige Werner for hanging out. It's always a pleasure chatting with you, Paige. Tafari Anthony is an incredibly talented pop and R&B singer-songwriter from Toronto, Canada. Anthony's new EP is called The Way You See Me, and it's a personal expression that takes the listener on a journey through life from Anthony's perspective. As a queer artist, Anthony doesn't mince words or beat around the bush. On the contrary, the artist is unapologetically himself, which works in his favor in epic proportions. Anthony's voice is straight up like pure silk, man. There, I just said it. It makes me want to stay wrapped up in bed in a warm blanket all day long. You know, for better or for worse, I guess. I said this in a recent review about the artist EP. You can check it out on the site. I wish I had an artist like this, or some artists like this. When I was growing up, as a gay teenager, it would have been genuinely nice to hear a dude sing a love song to another dude once in a while. It's still nice. It's nice now. Have I ever said that I'm gay before in this show? No, it's 2020. I'm just gonna glaze right over that. Does it matter? No, I'm not. I'm nobody, right? Just saying, it would have been nice. This is No Good by Tafari Anthony.
Could I not know that you were obsessed when you started reciting my text? Empty hand, you knew every word. I guess some would call it absurd. Now I'm standing here, feeding obsession with crippling fear. But I love it, dear. Do I need to explain anymore? That's why I had to leave. 'Cause you're no good for me. That's why I had to go away. Shit
goddamn, I love when you stress. See the vein popping right through your head. I guess so, we call us a mess. Oh, so now we're standing here, feeding obsession with crippling fear. But I love it, dear. Do I need to explain anymore? That's why I had to leave. Cause you're no good for me. That's why I had to leave. I can't see anymore. I can't see anymore. That's why I had to go. That's why I had to leave. Cause you're no good for me. That's why I had to leave. I can't see anymore. I can't see anymore.
That is it for the show this week, you wonderful people. I am your host, Ben in Toronto, and I will be back next week with a 2020 wrap-up. In short, the year sucked pretty much almost end to end, except for music, you know, because music's awesome. So I'm going to take a look back at the year and hit you with some of the music that I just overlooked, didn't have time for, or just didn't know existed. You know, the good stuff that I missed. Not to mention, it's a show that I can pre-produce and to take a week off. You know, not that there's a hell of a lot to do. Merry Zoom miss, everybody. Stay safe out there. Keep warm. Keep each other warm if you can. I miss you. Everyone here at Dropout loves you, and we wish you all the best we can in a very difficult and very messed up kind of holiday season. Dropout is licensed to play through SoCan. New Ones at Noon is available on Dropout Radio every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at noon. The show is also available as the New Music Mondays podcast, and you can subscribe to that on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, whatever that situation is, Stitcher, Deezer, and of course, iHeartRadio. Now back to 100% Canadian independent music. This is Dropout Radio.